We're going to pick up on Mem Vav Amud Aleph, about halfway down the Amud. First line is Matzbeya. In the middle of that line, we have a pre-triangled Eisve. We also have another triangle, four lines from the bottom, and one I don't think I mentioned, which is on Amud Beis, about 12 lines in the bottom. First line is Kirav. In the middle of that line is a Tanan. We triangled that Tanan. So here we go. Let's see these three questions. Now, the questions are going to be directed against a few lines before the triangle is Ula. And Ula was the one who, as well as a bunch of Amoraim, had said, Ein matbeya nasa chalipin. Chalipin is most commonly practiced with a kerchief. If I want to acquire something of yours, we take a kerchief, lift up the kerchief, that clenches the deal. Can a coin be used for that purpose? So Ula said a coin cannot be the handkerchief substitute in a Kenyan Chalipin. Eisvei Rebbe Abba Le'ula. So we'll pick up with the Eisvei. Rebbe Abba brings the following Tanaic source, which would be a question on Ula. And the Tanaic source goes for about four lines in a word. Let's say you have a guy. He's a boss. He's got a bunch of workers. Haresha hayu chamarav upoyalav. His donkey drivers that he's hired, his workers that he's hired. Toivin oisai b'shuk. They come after him. He's in the marketplace. Doesn't have the cash on him. They say, we want our wages. We want our wages. He doesn't have any cash on him. But what does he do? The Amar L'Shulchani, the boss, says to a local money changer, listen, 10 li bedinar ma'is. Give me a silver dinar, which is a significant coin, worth of lesser value coins. Va'afar nesem, and let me pay them their wages. Ve'ani e'elelecha, continues the boss to this money changer, and I will bring to you, I'll pay you back yafa dinar utresis, and I'll pay you back a dinar plus another little coin. So you're like lending me the equivalent of, I don't know, 100. I'll pay you back like the equivalent of 110. Mima'os she'yesh li b'beisi, from money that I have at my in my house. Kama, well, im yesh lo imos, so he actually has the money at his house. Mutter, it's permissible. V'imlav, and if he doesn't have the money at his house, then it would be usser. Now, that's the end of the Tanaic source. When we say it's mutter, the understanding we have right now is because since he has them, he's basically making a chalipin. He's trading the coins that the money changer is giving him now in exchange, chalipin, for the ones that he has at home. Now, v'is al gadaitach, if you were possibly to think that ein matzbeya nasa chalipin, well, a coin can't work in a Kenyan chalipin, havile halvav aser, well, if it ain't going to be a Kenyan chalipin that's going on here, the only way to look at this is as a loan, and we know that's a problem. Hey, Bob, can I borrow $100? I'll pay you back $110. That's basically outright ribbis. So, must be that a matbeya can make chalipin. That was the b'raisa that was posted by Rabbi Abba to Ula. Ishtik. Ula really didn't have a response to that. Amar Leh, now Rabbi Abba said to Ula as a possible response. In other words, even though Rabbi Abba attacked Ula with it, we're all on the same side here. Says Rabbi Abba to Ula, Amar Leh, Dilma, well, maybe Edi ve Edi, both of these cases are be prutais. Now, a prutai sometimes means a minted coin, like a copper coin. Sometimes it just means like a copper slug or unminted, like a disc, little copper disc. That's what we're talking about here. Beprut shanu deleka alaihu tiva. They don't have a mint on them. There's no picture of Caesar on one side or the Lincoln Memorial on the other. Ve'idi ve'idi, and therefore both of these are considered pira have. It's not considered matzbeya coins, considered piro mishum hachi, and that's why niknu bechalipin, it will work as a chalip. And that was the suggestion of Rabbi Abba to Ula. Amar Leh, so Ula says back to Rabbi Abba, in, yep, that I think is the correct understanding. Kama dekanami, and precise reading of the Tanaic source will also bring this out. Dekatani, read very carefully these three words. I put them in right angles. He said he's going to pay him back with a yafa dinar u traces. Now, Veloiketani, it didn't state that he wouldn't pay him back a dinar yafa, which is the way you would say a full, unworn-down dinar coin and a tresis. It rather said yafa dinar, which sounds like something that's got the value of a dinar, Shmamina, that indeed that is the case. Now, that was the first answer. Rav Ashi has an alternative answer. Rav Ashi Amar La'ilam Bedamim Ube Prototois. We're talking about money, and we're talking about these copper coins. Well, then, doesn't that prove that you can do a chalipin? Not necessarily. Why? Because kevan de islay, since, remember, the boss who was in the marketplace getting prutais from the money changer, he in his house has the money. Since the islay nase ke'oimer, it's almost, even though he didn't say it, it's almost as though we view it as though he said, halveni ad sheva b'ni ad she'em samavteach. Hey, Bob, you lend me like, $100 until my son shows up and brings it, or until I found the key. In other words, that's allowed. And that's why it would not be an issue. So, Tashma, we try again with another Tanaic source. Again, try again as a question on Ula, who had said, you cannot, using a coin, do a kiddi chalipin. Here's the Tanaic source. It goes for about a line and two words, starts here. Kol hanase damim ba'acher, kevan shezacha ze, nischayev ze bechalipin. So, kol hanase damim ba'acher, it's a Mishnah Maseches Kiddushin, and the way we understand it at this point is kol hanase damim ba'acher, that which is usually used for its value to purchase something else, meaning like a coin. Kevan shezacha ze, when one party acquires it, it becomes, the other one becomes chayev in anything that might happen to the chalipin. Let's see the Rashi here. Rashi is on the first of the wide lines, right near the bottom of Rashi. Kevan shezacha ze is chayev ze bechalipin. Im nasna bailim betores chalipin, if the owner gave it as a chalipin type of kinyan, bechalife shoruparo, let's say my $100 for your ox or cow, kevan shemashach bal paro, once the owner of the cow did a meshicha on the matbe, on the coin, nischayev bal matbeya, the bal matbeya who's trying to acquire the para, now is fully the owner. Bechol oinsin sheyivaldu bechalipin me'atza. Anything that happens now. So, like if that cow gets struck by lightning 5 minutes later, i.e., imeitza shor, if it dies, meis loy, it's dying for the guy who just gave the money. Afa bishloy mashach, even though he hadn't done a meshicha, alma, seems from there, says the Rashi, kana bechalipin shalmat be'ya. Sounds like a coin can be used as chalipin. Okay, so again, that's the Tanaic source. Let's read the line and a half in the Gemara. Kol hanas adamim ba'acher. Mind you, what is it that is usually used for its value for something else? Well, that's usually a coin. A matbeil shmamina. Seems like we should conclude from here. Matbeil nasa chalipin. Question on the opinions that say that a coin cannot be used as chalipin. So the Gemara turns around and says, "Amar Rav Yehuda." I'm not Rav Yehuda. He says, "No." Hachi ka'amar. This is the way to understand the Tanaic source. The kol hanas adam ba'acher is kol hanishum damim be'acher. Anything that's usually used to be given a value, when you give it in place of money for something else, which is basically any movable item, kevan shezacha ze nischayev ze bechalifa. So once the party acquires it, the other one is now responsible for what happens to the thing they want to acquire. Now, not only that, but Hachanam Mistabra, it actually makes sense to read it like this. In other words, we're not talking about money. We're talking about Metaltalin, Midiktani Seifa, from the fact that the Seifa, and here's a one-line quote of the Seifa, says, and here's the example, Ketzad, well, how does this play itself out? Hichlif Shor Bepara, Oichamor Beshor. Imagine you have a person who is trading or exchanging an ox for a cow, or a donkey for an ox. Shmamina, that we ain't talking about money, but we're rather talking about stuff. Period. Now, I put a brackets in over here before the word ulamai, and the brackets go well past the halfway point of the Amud till first words on the line are kirav sheshes metaretzla, and I closed the brackets. Immediately after that closed brackets is where we'll have our last triangled tznan, But let's do the brackets now. The brackets are essentially havamin analysis. We had a havamin, and we're going to analyze it. That which we had originally thought, that we were talking about the kol hanasidambach, or talking about a matbea, coin, my ketzad, how in the world would you understand the ketzad at the end, the seifa that we just quoted 2 lines ago that talks about trading an ox for a cow? I don't know, so there's no money in there at all. So this is how you'd understand it. Hachi ka'amar. That the case of the Seva isn't bringing out the exact case of the Reisha, but saying there's another similar case, and it would go like this. Put the right angles in. This would be a rereading of the Seva. Upiri nami of the Chalipin. So if you're going to understand the Reisha that snakes were talking about coins, then you have to add in this line, and also Peiros can be Chalipin Ketzad, and how so? Hichlushor v'paro ichamor b'shor. That's the end of the rereading. Close the right angle. Now, we did have a machlokas, and we'll have it again shortly. Han Ichler of Sheshes. I circled Rav Sheshes' name. And the line later, I also circled Rav Nachman's name. All is well according to Rav Sheshes to Amar. He's the one who says, Piri Avdi Chalipin. There's a machlokas as what you can use to do a Kenyan Chalipin. So, the prime mucker is the shoe by Rus and Boaz. That's a kli. Can use peiros, can use an apple for chalipin. So according to Rav Sheshes, says piri avdi chalipin, then this works because the hachamra was piri also says chalipin. El Rav Nachman, I circle Rav Nachman, who says, oh no, chalipin can only be done with a kli to amar kli'in, aval piri loy avdi chalipin, that's all in a phrase marking, then my ketzad. How would we understand according to him the ketzad? Well, how would... excuse me, hichlif de meishor bepara o de meichamor beshor. So the, I think I skipped a line here, I'm sorry. Aval piri loyavdi chalipin my ketzad, hachi kamar. Right, I'm sorry. Hachi kamar, one line back, first line is kamar. That you have to reread it like this. Not, there's also pairs that can do chalipin, but rather, there's even money that's like chalipin. Now, normally chalipin is done with items, but yesh damim shein ke chalipin. I double underline the ke chalipin. It's not money that is chalipin, but it's like chalipin. Ketzad, how so? Now, how do you have money that's like chalipin? Well, hichlif, not a shor, but the value of a shor for a para. O demei chamer b'shor, or the value of a chamer for a shor. Now, how do you get that? So let's see Rashi. Rashi across from here, about 8 lines down. Dibra maskil, ketzad, hichlif to meishor bepara. Here's the case. Let's say I have an ox and Bob has a cow. So what happened? Machar loishor, I sold him the ox bekach vekachmos for $1,000. Umashach es hashor, and he does a meshicha on the shore. He takes the shore. V'nischayev loyamayis, and Bob owes me $1,000. Amar le aloi keach. Now, Bob comes back to me and says, you know what, Horowitz? Para yesh lish ani noisin lechaba demei ashor. I actually have a cow, which I'll give you for the value of the shore. We know the shore is basically $1,000, but he's not giving $1,000, he's giving the cow. Vene oisai yachad vekibalav. And they both agree on that, and they accept it. Nischayev bal hapara. The one who has the para, who's going to be using that instead of paying $1,000, loses leis para, ve'in echamem yachal achzor, and neither of them can back out. In other words, that clenched the deal. V'hachi kamar, and this is the way then to understand the ketzad at the end of the snake source. Kol hanishum damim ba'acher. Whenever you have something that had been assessed via something else, in other words, kol metaltalin sha'adam sham lechavera, that a person assesses for his friend. In other words, Bob had to give me $1,000. Instead, he assessed his cow and is giving that in place. V'noisin lo shumas demayin bishvil chayfetz acher shahaya lelekeach. Since or once kevan shezachal lelekeach rishim metaltalin rishonim shemashken va'afilu b'taras damim al menas lahaknas lechayfetz shalei b'damim. Then the other party in his chayv zelekeach sheni b'cholayin seachalipin lefishe kanuloi ma'is of his money purchased from cholayin seachalipin. Okay, so that's quite a read-in over here, but essentially, I sold my cow to Bob for $1,000. He took the cow, he owes me the $1,000, says, you know what, Horowitz, in place of that, I have another animal I'll give you for the $1,000. That's the case. My time at Rav Nachman, now back in the Gemara. What's the reason of Rav Nachman, who said that when you have damim like this, it works. And we had said that when you have like regular damim, it doesn't work. Well, Savar Lah, he holds like Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan to Amar. Rabbi Yochanan holds, and we're going to have five lines later in the middle of the line, Reish Lakish, also in line Reish Lakish, but Rabbi Yochanan holds that on a purely Torah level, money totally works to acquire. Davar Torah ma'is kainais. Well, then why the rabbis come along and say that giving money should not acquire? We may ma'amru mishicha kaina, only actually pulling the item itself to the one who's getting it is the reason that it'll that will clench the deal, but not the giving of the money. Well, we're afraid. Let's say I sold somebody $1,000 of wheat. I don't want to say me. Let's say Bob sold somebody $1,000 of wheat. And the guy said, listen, just keep it for me for now. I'll come and get it when I have to. And then the fire breaks out in Bob's wheat storage area. Like, what's the incentive for him to save it? If Moses is kainos, it's like it's not even really his. So the concern is, Shamayamu Loi, that the Bob might say to the purchaser of the wheat, listen, I'm sorry, like I give it to you. I know you gave me the money, but Nisfuchi Techa Baliyah, your wheat got burned. It's ruined. Milsa Dishchicha Gazubei Rabbanan. That's something that is, especially in the older days, there used to be fires all the time, and therefore the gzera is made over. Milsa de lo yishchicha, something which is not so common. Loi gazru be rabban. There, the rabbanan did not make their gzera. Kamul reish lakish. We underline to amar meshicha mufreshes minatara. According to Reish Lakish, no, that which you have to, if it's an item that's being transferred, it has to do a meshicha on the meshicha and only meshicha, not Moz. Well, ha nicha, all is going to be well for Reish Lakish. Isav Lavi holds like that which was brought out later by Rav Sheshes, mitarasak Rav Sheshes. So he'll answer the same way Rav Sheshes did up above, that piri avdi chalipin. Ela Isav Lavi holds like Rav Nachman, who says piri loy avdi chalipin. You can't use pears for chalipin. Then matzbeya lo Kani, and Reish Lakish holds that a coin is not going to work. Heichi mitaritzla. How would Reish Lakish answer this? How would he understand the Tanaic source, which said if you exchanged a ox for a cow, well, that ain't going to work in Chalipin, because it's not a Kli, and it ain't going to work as Damim. And the Gemara concludes that actually Al Karchach, we're forced to say that Reish Lakish cannot go like Rav Nachman, but Reish Lakish can only fit in within the Reish Lakish approach, Ki Reish Lakish Metaritzla. That's the end of the bracketed section. I have a triangle here. This is the third attempt and last attempt. Said our Mishnah, Kolam Metaltalin Koinin Zezeh. All movables can acquire one another. Mashiach of one acquires the other. V'am Reish Lakish, and another Reish Lakish. V'afilu, that's even if you have a kismale mois, but kismale mois, I have a sack filled with coins, and I give it to you, and the chalipin, therefore, is affected, and your sack filled with coins is now acquired to me. Huh? Okay. Sounds like, number one, a coin can be used as the handkerchief, so to speak, in the chalipin, and a coin can be acquired through a handkerchief kinyan. Don't we see that from here? Well, not necessarily. Tirgum Rav Acha explains that as the bag of coins is not really current coins, rather be dinar anka uve anigra. Dinar anka anigra is basically two types of coins. Colon echad, one of them is shepaslase malchus, the entire country. The authorities say that they should no longer be able to be used as money. The echad shepasas medina, and the other one is the local area won't allow people to use the coin, but you go somewhere else and it would be able to be used. And that's what's being traded, a sack of one of those types of coins for a sack of the other type of coin, where neither of them are really easily spendable. Vitzricha. And you need to teach me both of those cases, and here's why. D-E, I squiggle underline the word D-E, and four lines later, first word underlines b'chalip, and the next word is V-E, I squiggle underline that. D-E, Ashmin, if we were only told the case where the coins are pasasai malchus, that it's the authorities that say that you cannot spend it, let's say, let's use the United States and individual states. So the entire United States of America says, Mishum Deloisa, and there was no travel really between the United States and other continents. So if the Malchus passed it, Mishum Deloisa, you can't spend it anywhere. You can't spend it in Arkansas, can't spend it in Florida, can't spend it in Texas, can't spend it in Maine. Aval Paslos in Medina, when it's only one one, we'll call it a state, but it'll be like one area. Let's say the state of Tennessee said you can't spend a particular currency. Well, you can go to Maryland or Arizona or New Mexico and spend it there. Aim, I might have thought that, well, since it could be spent somewhere else, it's still got the status as a coin. Well, you can't use a coin for chalipin. Okay, so you had to teach that case. And if we were only told, and I squiggle underline the word ve, if we're only told paslasim, you know, the type of coin that the local authorities had said cannot be spent. Well, that's because when the local authorities do it, people are very particular in that area. Mishum de loisagi lay, it's not spendable, it's not current, it can't be used as money. Lobitsin of a loibifar hesia. Not like in public, not in sort of a private transaction. Aval paslasim malchus. You never know, though, when it's the entire United States is trying to enforce a epsul on the coin, disangile bitsina. So, like, it ain't going to work in public, but you could do some sort of, you know, transaction where no one's watching. Aim, I might have thought to say, akatimat beyahu, that maybe it still has the status of a coin. And we know, as a general rule, aim at beyah nikna bechalipin, that coins cannot be used for chalipin. That's why it's shricha to teach both the case of dinar anka and a diner anigra, where it's the local authorities that said you can't use it, or where it's the overall government authorities that said that you can't use it. Adkan.